Jay Stemman for Flag Family Media. I'm here with Sam Young from your NDSU Bison. Sam, you are a fifth-year senior, so now you've transitioned from obviously being not just a player on this team, but a leader on this team. And I know a lot of guys on this team are part of that leadership committee. But has your leadership role changed now that you're at your last final year?
Yeah, I think so. It has. You know, being the oldest guy in my position group, having younger guys around me. It definitely kind of just naturally put into a leadership role, you know, kind of guiding the younger guys along the way, you know, giving them, you know, some tips from that you wish you would have known when you were younger, and also tips that older guys like Dawson Weber, Michael Tutsi taught me when I was younger, stuff like that.
When it comes to your production on the field this year, it looks like you're leading the team in tackles this year. Are you just seeing things better, maybe reacting quicker? What's been the difference for you leading the team in tackles right now?
I think it just comes with, you know, as you get more reps, the more experience, the better you get, along with just, you know, keeping up. The older you get, the more time you spend with the coaches, more time they get to coach you, the more you learn. So I think that, especially in this program, guys, just you're always improving. You're never a finished product. So, I mean, that's something that I've truly bought into and just been trying to always elevate my game. Even though I'm an older guy, I'm still trying to improve weekly.
When you look back at last weekend's game, you guys were down by 12 with about like 2.5 minutes to go. You guys were able to come back and win that one. And then obviously the defense shut the door on that last possession. What's a game like that, to be a part of a game like that, for you guys to come back in such a short amount of time at the end?
Yeah, I think we were definitely really proud with the way we finished the game. There's definitely the majority of the game we didn't play our best. We didn't play up to our standard, but we were able to, when it really mattered at the end, we were able to find a way to get it done and come up with a win, which ultimately was the biggest goal, is coming on with a win every week. So I think it was really exciting to, you know, see that nobody gave up. We had our backs against the wall, and it was in a very unlikely situation, but nobody lost belief. Everybody kept grinding, and we were able to find a way, and that was really exciting to see.
When you look back at the film from last week, you as one of the leaders on this defense, et cetera, do you look at that and can definitely see some areas you guys need to clean up heading into the homecoming week against Towson?
Yes, you definitely did not tackle to our standard, and that is something that we're taking into action. We've been doing it. It's been a point of emphasis, and it's continuing this week. Just kind of looking at the film, finding what went wrong, and then, you know, implementing in drills. That way we can fix it moving forward and not let this happen again.
Last question. It's homecoming week. Obviously, everybody's going to be up for that. But when you come off a big comeback win like that, can the momentum from the end of that last game, can that carry over into the rest of the season?
Yes, I definitely think we're going to carry this momentum, especially with not playing how we wanted to for the most of the game. I think we're, you know, coming back a little hungry, with something to prove, just like we would every week. But it's a little, just I think it'll add to it a little bit that we know we didn't play to our standard last week, and we're going to be grinding to get back up to our standard.